The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Give me a beat. Audrey, you cooked some good meals. Audrey, did you get that turkey on a good deal? Audrey, them meals are bad ass. Yo, show me the sass when you're cooking in the kitchen. Never want to leave because your meals are bitching. Let's go. Let's go. Cook that shit, Audrey. All right. And
a round of applause.
Welcome. Welcome to the Haunted Estate.
Hello, and welcome to the Haunted Estate. Here with Selena and
Adam.
Yeah.
What's going on again with you?
I like him. He's a good man with short hair and bald spot.
Are you like part of the mafia?
I am who I want to be, and that is free.
What?
Like a burn car. I want to talk to you.
Are you like a mafia Napoleon Dynamite?
Aye, that's a good idea. Kiss my pinky finger or do coke off it.
Okay.
You know what? I had a crush on Napoleon Dynamite.
Really? Did you like love that movie? Did you watch it a lot? Or
I twiddled my little bean to that.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right.
Everyone is uncomfortable.
Well, I'm not uncomfortable.
Did
I'm
you
just
watch
like,
that dance scene?
I have questions.
Did you watch that dance scene?
Yeah, I did.
And you didn't touch yourself?
So today on the Haunted Estate, we're going to read some listener stories and change the subject. So Selena,
I don't want to do any of the things. I just feel zesty. Okay. I want to cut down more trees.
What are you zesting about?
I want to cut down more
you
trees.
You want to cut down a legitimate Christmas tree?
It's Christmas time.
You want to cut down like a legitimate
Christmas
tree?
I want to cut
Christmas
down
tree?
The big bush out front of our house and use it as a Christmas tree.
Yeah, we can do that. We can like trim up the bottom enough so it fits well.
That'd be so funny.
Yeah.
There's probably a squirrel in there.
Oh, there's probably something living in it for sure.
Oh my God, I'm so fucking excited.
So like the dogs would probably kill it.
No, they will befriend it.
Oh, Eddie will not befriend it.
And they will. Oh my God. Do you remember when I came to bed last night?
No, why?
I came in because I was fucking terrified.
Oh my gosh, haunted shit.
The haunted
happened.
Estate, haunted house update. The haunted estate, haunted house update. Dun, 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 dun. So our house, as we know, is a little zesty and a little haunted. Last night, haven't had an event in a while. Leroy has seemed pretty chill. I think he likes the Christmas spirit. The one thing, though, that we do notice, quick, before I get in the story. Ooh, I'm not drunk. Our dogs, the back of their necks all smell like cigarettes. Well, not Molly, just Eddie and Gucci. It smells like someone with cigarette hands are petting them. So I think Leroy was a smoker and I think he fucking loves Eddie and Gucci. Like a lot, a lot, a lot. So their back of their necks always smell like that. But last night.
I did not believe you either when you were saying that about the cigarette smell. And then I fucking smelt it on one of
Yeah,
them.
I told you about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, what are you smoking? Cigarettes? But no. It's fucking a thing.
Yeah, and that's the thing. So last night I ate Five Guys and Five Guys laid in me like a lump of tar and it did not want to be digested and I could not go to bed. I knew if I laid down, I was going to feel like shit. So the room with the spiral staircase that everybody has seen, we've actually done a podcast in there.
Yep.
There's a fireplace and it's like the fireplace we use. So it's like a big fancy fireplace type vibe. I had started some wood in there.
Yeah, triggered.
Sup?
We were cooking.
You know,
we,
like a little mic touching?
Stop it. You don't even touch me like that. So I started this fire. It was rolling. It was rubbing. I was up. It was probably 3:30 a.m. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to leave the TV on. I'm going to roll over. I'm going to get really cozy. About an hour and a half earlier, all the dogs had ended up. I put them into bed with Adam, shut the door, went and slept.
Yeah, that was halfway through. Yeah, I had Eddie and then you brought the other two over.
Yeah, so we have this couch. It has two lay down spots on each side and the side. So it comes like, it looks like a C on its side or like an N. Yeah, like an N.
Not an N. Definitely not an N.
Like it goes like this.
No.
And then there's a hole in the middle.
A C. You were good with a C.
It's like a capital E without the middle.
A C.
A C.
but then that's soft. We need our hard edges.
A hard edged C. Well,
okay.
A staple.
A staple.
I'm in a lowercase N.
A what?
A lowercase?
Yeah, like a lowercase N. Regardless, this doesn't matter.
Oh, lowercase N. Yeah, yeah. That works. So
I'm laying there. I have a mattress.
Letter shapes today on the Haunted Estate.
I made
Get your geometry right.
Letters?
That's shapes.
They're shapes.
Okay, can we... Dead air, buddy. Let me get back. Everyone wants to know the spooky shit that's going on. I'm laying there. I have a floor bed, so I'm between the two things, on the floor in front of the fireplace. Cozy. Delicious. Fire burning my feet. I decide I'm going to roll over. I'm laying there. I'm just about to fall asleep, and I hear it. I hear... breathing. How somebody sleeps. You know when people sleep, their breathing changes?
Yeah.
And then it gets like a little more animated. And I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, Molly's dreaming. It's like, I hear that. And I'm like, oh, it's Molly. She's sleeping. And then I'm like laying on my side. It's kind of behind me. Like if someone was up on the couch in the corner. So I'm laying there and I realize I'm like, boom, eyes open. I am alone in this room. So I open my eyes. I'm like, you're awake, right? Like you're awake. I can hear the TV and all these. I hear this person breathing as if they are literally like my head is here and their head is like 4 feet away from my head. I fucking sit up so fast. I can still hear it for a little bit. And as I turn my head to look where it's coming from, stops.
Oh, as soon as you got out of that position.
As soon as it was like aware I was awake or the energy shifted. But like that is like the comfiest room in the house. That seems to be like where other owners have spent a lot of time.
Yep.
But I'm gonna tell you right now, I have never had chills. Like it was like all the way down my body.
It's insane how when the energy shifts in a room, if you're communicating with something or if something's trying to communicate with you, it can just vanish instantly.
Yeah. I think whatever was happening was like residual, or maybe because like when you sleep, you do kind of slip into like a different realm. You got astral projection. I do crazy shit in my sleep. I've talked to ghosts. I've done stuff like that. But for me, it was like, I shouldn't have been scared. Like obviously someone was just sleeping with me.
Yeah.
What's up?
Leroy?
Just a little horny. And the fact that there's a man just walking around my house all the time. Just want to meet him, you know?
Just watching your every move.
Oh my God. That's gross.
Why?
It's good. Because I was bent over in the mirror the other day. checking out. Leroy's like, yeah, that definitely doesn't look right.
No, you better go check. You better go call the doctor.
Have you ever had a pap test?
What the fuck is that?
No, you've never had one?
I've never had any tests.
Wait, hold on though. Okay, so you can't get a pap because that's for cervixes.
Figured.
Which you don't have.
Figured.
But I need to know right now, for the whole world, have you ever had a finger in the bum from the doctor?
No. I'm not old enough yet.
I mean,
you could get it at any age, but I'm not at the age where it's...
Is this something that they call you about, or is this something that you call them about?
No, it's something I think that you're just supposed to take on yourself. And it's like a conversation among men. Oh, you're that age now. You should get it checked out. Oh, yeah. And then you hum and haw about it for about a year or two. And then finally, another buddy's like, oh, yeah, I got checked and there was something going on. They took care of it. And then you're like, oh, fuck. All right, I guess it's time. I should probably go
have your buddies get this talked thing about checked it out.
No, we're not to what that stage
you,
yet.
What if you don't have...
Isn't it 40 or 50?
I thought it was 30.
Maybe. They keep lowering the age.
Taylor, can you Google that for us? So that's an important question because I want to make sure that everything's right up, you know, in your bum.
Yeah.
And... I also just need that to happen to you for me.
Yeah.
Do you know what us ladies go through? When they do a pap, they like open everything up and they take a metal like,
You've told me before,
rake,
it's cringy.
Like, They like rake your cervix.
That's cringy.
Okay. Did you put in what age?
What age do you need a prostate exam?
What age? When do you get a finger in your bum? At what age does the doctor go in your bum?
That was a very solid Google.
You got to get better at Googling.
What go age down. No, do scroll I need down. A prostate? They're a prostate exam right
no,
there.
No, but scroll down. They'll be like Yahoo Answers.
50.
No. Oh, yeah.
The average prostate exam is 50.
Oh, I can't. I'll be dead before you're 50.
As early, some people start screenings as early as age 45.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm good.
I think you should just go.
I'm good for a good 10 years still. I think you should just 15 go. 15 years.
Let's be proactive.
I go every week.
That's not me.
I was watching Letterkenny last night.
I'll be, so 45 to 50, so about 52. I need 2 years after 50 to prepare myself for that.
I was watching Letterkenny, and Letterkenny is my favorite show. My two favorite shows in the world are Letterkenny and Schitt's Creek, and both of them are Canadian shows. But they were talking about how their dog is gay. And the reason the dog keeps acting sick is because he wants to go to the doctor and get a thermometer in the bum.
Jesus.
So that was me at 4 a.m.
Was that Wayne?
Well, it was hilarious. Katie said it.
Oh, okay. Oh, Wayne was probably disagreeing. He was probably pissed off.
No, then they were like going to the thing. It's fine. I don't care. I don't care. So how, okay. Have the doctor ever held your balls?
No. Yeah. Once I got them checked because I had a hernia.
In your balls?
No, I had a hernia, but like it makes your balls painful. So like you have to, they check your balls to see if it's a hernia or to see what it is. But then it's not your balls. So they just checked your balls for nothing and realize it's a hernia. But the pain goes into your balls.
Wait, I remember this.
Yeah.
It was a girl doctor.
Yeah.
Okay. Another question now.
No.
She was hot, right? I remember that.
Wasn't bad looking. And no, I didn't.
How not though? See, it's so good I don't have a pain.
Yeah.
Cause it would just be so awkward.
Yeah.
It would be I would just be doing such weird stuff with it all the time. I'd be leading you my
would.
Exam.
You fucking would. Oh my god. We'd be calling the fucking paramedics. It'd be stuck in a vacuum cleaner or some shit.
But why'd you put your dick on this cool
It all
pole?
Seems like it would be fun, but then like it really isn't.
Why isn't it?
Because it just fucking hurts.
Like, I'm going to tell you right now.
You don't want to do weird shit with it. I'm telling you.
The first time I saw American Pie. Mm-hmm. And he had sex with the apple pie.
Yeah. The warm apple pie.
It was right near Christmas. I'd gone to a sleepover birthday party and her mom let us watch like that. And then a horror movie way too old. Like she was turning like 13, I think.
That's not terrible for that. You're in high school?
No, we were like, we were probably grade 6.
Okay, so you were like 12 or 11.
Yeah, and she let us watch that and like watch like a horror movie. I went home in the middle of the night because I was so scared.
Jesus.
But I remember that was such an awakening moment for me. And I remember like it was close to Christmas. And I remember my mom's like, okay, we're going to make a pie. So she gets
You're
out
just
the
wishing
pie plate.
You had a dick.
She doesn't make pie herself. She gets out like the frozen tender flake crispy thing. She's like, okay, can you open up this can of apples? And I crank it open and I like flip it up and I'm like, I like look at my mom and I'm just like,
what the fuck?
Don't judge me.
Oh man, you have been judged.
I can't believe I made it to here.
This far in life?
And that I'm alive.
That you're doing a podcast about this?
I'm talking about fingering a can of applesauce.
Applesauce?
No, it was the apples.
Apples.
It was like pie the apples. Apple pie filling.
Yeah, that's your mom takes shortcuts, eh?
Oh yeah, my mom fucking, calls it English cooking.
My mom bakes that shit from scratch.
Oh my god,
she
guys!
She peels the apples, gets the sugar and the cinnamon, cooks it on the stove. Fuck that pie filling shit.
The first holiday meal that I had at Adams. This is how my mom. Okay, I'm gonna explain my Thanksgiving dinner and Christmas dinner, and then I want you to explain your Christmas dinner.
We can do this.
Okay. Here's what mine is. Stovetop stuffing from the box. A can of cranberry sauce out of the can, sliced in can shapes.
Like it's the hard jelly thing,
yes,
and you do the slices?
You just slice it.
Okay.
A turkey that my mom calls English style, which means you cook it till it's so dry that when you cut it open, it goes...
Dust just flies.
Yes. Pre-made buns.
Oh, I mean, that's fine.
It's fine.
My mom buys rolls from the store.
but my mom did like vegetable sides, but it was just carrots, boiled broccoli. That's it. No flavor, no salt, no pepper, no butter. Boiled. She called it English style.
That's like my parents used to do a thing called boiled dinner. It was from like out east where my dad lived. And then you just throw a ham, a cottage roll, cabbage, potatoes, onions, salt and pepper in a boiling pot of water.
Oh, fuck. That sounds
so gross. And you just cook the shit out of it. And then you drain the water after and you just fucking throw it on the plate. So you get like ham, carrots, potatoes, and then you just cover it in salt and butter and pepper.
So that even sounds better.
It was actually pretty good, but it's definitely like English style. You would not pull that shit off at Christmas.
No.
Or you would get chastised by your entire family.
Right. Oh, I forgot. And then we'd have mashed potatoes.
Okay.
But it would just be like potatoes with a little bit of milk.
Okay.
Now I want you to explain what your mom's...
So my brilliant mother of a cook.
Wait a second.
My brilliant cook of a mother. Audrey, however you say that.
Audrey Myers.
She's a great cook.
Oh my God.
So she'll take the... A butterball turkey.
Mm.
Stuff that thing.
Stuffing.
With stuffing. So she does the stuffing inside the turkey.
Real
so
stuffing.
It gets like juicy with like the fat and the juices and the broth and stuff.
Yes.
Then, yeah, that's always cooked really well. The meat's never dry. I don't know how the fuck they do it. I think they use a meat thermometer. I suggest everybody get a good meat thermometer, instant read. Okay. You cannot cook well good meat without a good instant read meat thermometer.
Okay, continue.
Then we have the squash.
Mm-hmm.
That has the brown sugar and like pecan, or is it pecan? I'm not sure what
it's
nuts
like
to use.
Some delicious brown.
It's like sprinkled over top, like this granola crust on the squash. Then it's the potatoes, which are whipped with sour cream
and cream cheese and butter.
Cream cheese and butter.
Fuck.
And then they're baked, and then at the end it has like this golden crust on top. And then the cranberries from a can, but it's not like the sliced one you slice up that's hard.
I'm not throwing my mom under
it's
the table here.
It's a decent cranberry.
All I want to say is, my mom calls it English style.
Yeah.
Your mom should call it sex style.
Okay. And then for dessert, we have many things, but her pear pie with like a coconut crust on top is really bomb. Have you ever had that yet?
No, but I've had strawberry pizza.
Strawberry pizza she makes is good. That's not Christmas.
And her brownies.
The strawberry pizza, though, it
and
does
her butter
not
tarts.
Qualify for Christmas or Thanksgiving.
Brownies.
That's like butter an tarts. Everyday thing.
Her broccoli salad.
The broccoli salad.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Her pulled pork sandwiches.
Yeah, those are fucking good, too.
Can
we
mom,
do those Christmas Eve. We're doing those Christmas Eve. Pulled pork.
Can your mom come over tomorrow and make me dinner?
Yes.
I'm literally weeping.
All right. So yeah,
oh, Andrew.
That's the Horvath versus or the Myers versus.
Can we
sing Myers.
A song?
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Of
a about your mom.
Sing a song?
Yeah.
You got to make it first. Write it. Write it for me. We'll sing it on
the
next podcast.
No, I'm going to give you a beat.
Give me a beat. Audrey, you cook some good meals. Audrey, did you get that turkey on a good deal? Audrey, them meals are bad ass. Yo, show me the sass when you're cooking in the kitchen. Never want to leave because your meals are bitching. Let's go. Let's go. Cook that shit, Audrey. All right. And
a round of applause.
Why, thank you. Thank you very much.
When you were like, my mom can come over Christmas Day and she'll bring the turkey. And I was like, oh.
It's going to be stuffed.
She's just going to be like, notice that I just cook everything that she cooked.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you make really good stuffing.
Yeah.
I was never allowed in the kitchen growing up because my dad is Hungarian and children should be seen and not heard and not allowed to make a mess. I was not allowed to make a mess.
That's the worst. So, I've always learned listening to podcasts and stuff growing up, just like about stuff like that, is you need to let your kids just fucking make a mess.
Yeah.
And get their hands dirty because that's how they learn.
Exactly.
And now you're in a situation like you where you didn't start learning until later in age.
Which, am I a fantastic cook?
You're a fantastic cook, but you had to learn that yourself in your older years.
Yeah.
In your 20s. 20s. Older as in 20, not 8.
No, I wasn't allowed to cook growing up because we make a mess. And then my dad would have to redo all the dishes. I wasn't allowed to cut the lawn. I wasn't allowed to do anything because I would just fuck it up, I guess.
No, I just throw your kids at that shit. If they fuck it up, they fuck it up. That's how they learn.
Man, I wish I was allowed. I wasn't even allowed to like make craft dinner. I'd have to like ask and wait for like one of my mom's caregivers to make it. Am I making my family sound really bad?
Craft dinner is basic. That shit's easy. You don't need to learn that. You're all right there.
Yeah, but I'm making mess.
I'd rather have someone else make that for me.
One time I made eggs in the microwave and I didn't poke them before. And I got
it out.
I've
never made eggs in the microwave. Didn't even know you could do that.
It was like this special egg thing. It fucking exploded.
Oh, I think I remember those. It's like inside.
Bro, it exploded and it burnt my whole body. You should have heard the bang.
Oh, no, what?
It like blew up and like egg was stuck on my face and like this big welt. It took years to go away.
That's awful.
You're awful.
I couldn't. Whoa, thanks. Thanks for that. What the fuck?
I just want to squeeze your tits.
Okay. Should we read a story or two?
What, you don't have anything else to say to me?
I don't know, do we? What else happened this week? Anything funny?
Well, Christmas is coming.
Christmas is coming. You said you don't want anything. This is a fucking trap, I'm telling you.
It's not a trap.
Like, I get told that she doesn't want anything for Christmas.
All I want for Christmas.
But if I came to Christmas without anything for Selena, she'd be fucking upset.
I would like you to propose again.
Propose again? At Christmas? We did it at Christmas last time. Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to do it somewhere different. Okay. Somewhere special.
Okay.
Like in the forest.
Our forest.
Maybe.
Or maybe. But no, you have to film it though. It has to be filmed.
Why?
Because I want to share it with the world. I didn't get it the first time.
That's kind of our forte.
Or you could like get all of my favorite creators and ask them and be like, hey, I need a clip.
Get them all to say like a different few words, but it makes a sentence.
Yeah. Make everybody a part of it.
Okay. Make it a big thing. Or we could not. Just pretend we did.
I want a big thing. I'm old now and I want a big thing.
Okay.
And then I want to go to
Selena's
Vegas and get married.
Upset because she had a wedding at a very young age.
So I was a baby.
And you didn't like your dress.
I hated my dress.
And you were young and you just...
And I don't remember any of it. And I don't talk to any of the people at our wedding party.
We got married at that age. It was great. But
I don't feel like... I feel like her and me are different people.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
And I feel like you and him are different people.
Oh, absolutely. I've grown. You've grown as... We've grown as people so much.
And now I'm ready to recommit.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Like a big party.
Well, that's what... Well, I was talking to Chris about it.
Yeah.
She's like, oh my God, like do it at your house. Like we could do it here.
Oh, can I have a fucking insane party here?
We could do it in the summer. We could have a campground party. Everybody brings their fucking tents.
Give me a year or two to get the like pool all fixed up and shit.
We'd do a 10-year.
It's 10. Yeah, we have to do it in our 10.
Oh, we'll pretend it's 10 years, 2 years from now.
But now it'll be 12 years.
I can propose again soon. But then we'll just... No, won't do it this summer. The one
I won't do it this summer.
No, we'll do it the one after.
No.
Holy, we can make it work, but you know how much work you're putting on us here?
I just
got
I
a little
know,
bit,
you know
few
what?
Things to do around
it's
here
good
first.
Because it'll make us get stuff done.
That is the thing. We've always had that in the past. If you need to get like some trim done in your house, you need to fucking fix your bedroom.
Plan a party.
Redo a bathroom. Plan a party.
Because then you have to get
give
it done.
Yourself a couple months. Plan a party. Yeah. You get that shit done. You get that shit done quick.
I say this September, we have everyone out. We have like all my friends out. come out for a spooky wedding.
No, it's got to be warm so we can use the pool.
Yeah, August or September. September's always warm.
Yeah, September. You could get away with that for pool. We get a
Why
pool.
Do we need
we'll
a pool? Nobody's going to want to get in the pool.
Why the fuck not if we're having a big bitchin' weekend party?
A weekend, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to make it a weekend.
Yeah, absolutely.
Everybody comes out. We get a bunch of tents.
Anybody can come and go as they please.
I'm going to do an open invitation to like all my creator friends.
Yeah, sure.
And we're going to get slizzed.
Yeah.
And we're going to get married again.
Okay.
I also want to get married in Vegas.
Okay, hold on here. Yeah. Can we pick one or the other?
Both.
Okay, like, can we use artificial intelligence and, like, create both scenes at once, but we're actually only really at one of them?
I think that we should make a thing where we get married everywhere we go.
No.
That's fucking excessive.
Would you like me to get married to other people everywhere I go?
Oh!
How does that become part of this?
Taylor, would you marry me in Vegas?
You're not making any sense.
Oh my God, I'd love to.
Taylor's going to marry me in Vegas.
Oh, it'll be fucking, it won't be legal because we're already married.
No,
I'll bring you guys to court.
I can be legally
and
married
take a
in
bunch
America.
Of your money.
I mean, legally, and we'll get Sam and Colby as the witnesses. And I'll marry.
I don't know.
Chris will be your bridesmaid.
Who can?
Chris will be your bridesmaid.
Yeah, or Kat.
Yeah, and I can come and be the ring bearer and punch Taylor in the nuts.
Oh, he's getting offended. I want you to come down in full latex.
He's getting offended? What about me?
Okay,
I'm the one that's fucking getting not married to.
I'll just marry you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'll be the flower girl.
Thank you.
Taylor can be the flower fairy godmother.
That's fine.
Oh, I will dress up as a fairy godmother.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever you guys need.
I want to get married more.
What's the fuck?
You
know what's
more
important? Being best friends and being able to put up with each other for 10 years. Best friends that are married. I don't mean like fucking friend zone shit.
I feel friend zoned by you.
Oh, my apologies.
Do you want to unpack this shit bag?
No, I don't.
Do you want to read some
leave
spooky
that
stories?
Backpacked. Yeah, fucking.
Okay.
Hook us up.
Oh, well, I hope you're ready. Okay, buddy. This person's name is Mia Savage.
That's a savage name. Fucking is. I'd love to have
Do you
that
think
name.
She likes bologna?
I don't know. I'm not going to assume
like, weirdly,
what Mia likes and doesn't like. I'm going to enjoy her story.
When I hear words, different thing pops into my head. Like, say something and I'll tell you what. Like, Mia Savage, I saw bologna.
Okay, what about Carl?
Kraft dinner.
Okay. Sam.
A deck.
Why?
Like
Why?
Somebody's deck. Give me more
Why?
Names.
Why? Albert.
A Honda Civic.
Why?
I don't know.
Why is this happening?
Just keep doing it. I want to keep doing this.
Kim.
Spruce tree.
Not like a Kardashian or anything?
No.
A spruce tree.
A spruce tree.
Okay. William.
I just saw fence posts.
Frederick.
A road.
Okay.
Keep going. I'm into this. I'm into, no, I'm into this.
Okay. Taylor.
Barney. I'm so sorry.
Oh,
what the fuck?
That's just came out.
Adam. Took you a while.
I saw a black hole. I don't know why. I'm so sorry. Okay, more.
That's because my mind is black hole.
Yeah.
Yeah, just read
One
us
more.
The story. All right. I already said that. Timothy.
Murder.
Okay.
Okay, me a savage. Some people can taste names.
What?
Stop. Yeah. Apparently
names?
mine tastes
or
like
any words.
Like you'll say Sarah and he'll be like, like cherries.
Sarah tastes like
cherries.
Whitney perfume.
I think someone did that for me. You should look that up. Somebody just
like
on
a
your
video?
Own. They did like tasting Selena. The name Selena. Somebody
I
did do that.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So, I love you, Selena, but anywho, let's start this story smooth. Hey, Savage. My mom's side of the family is gifted. We can see, hear, and sense ghosts and spirits. When I was born, I was a calm baby that stayed up all night and slept during the day and not really cry, according to my mom. So, one day, I actually went to sleep, and when my mom came to check on me, like always, because I was quiet, she saw a ghost standing next to my crib watching me sleep. My mom stayed calm and kind of panicked and got me out of my crib. When she didn't sense any bad energy, but it did make her feel uncomfortable. As I got older, I didn't know about the gifts, so I would tell my family about the shadow man or shadow people. I saw them around the age of about 8 to 10 and gradually it grew. I started to make it out if it was a man or a woman and identify spirits better. Still not knowing that they were spirits. It wasn't until I started seeing them in public. I started to see people in public like they were actually there. One time I was 16 years old and my sister was sick. My mom took us to a clinic and there were four chairs lined up next to each other. My mom and a little sister sat next to each other in the two middle seats. I saw another lady sitting in the last seat. So I sat across from my family and it didn't feel crowded. The sunlight beamed in and this lady started to look weird. So I took a picture of where my family was sitting. In the photo, only my mom and sister, no lady. I thought I was hallucinating from being sick. As I got older and realized my gift, I spoke with my mom about it and got a little more comfortable. I felt less alone about it, but I guess you could say I never was alone.
Ooh.
So I brushed it off thinking that I might have been sleeping too hard. I used to be a deep sleeper. Weeks later, it was daytime. My mom and little sister were in the game room, diagonal across the room in the PS4. Setting up the PS4. We hear a thud in my room and my mom says, "I know you ain't snuck no boy in my house." Ooh, I think they're Southern.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to read the Southern now. Followed by my little sister saying, "Not this again. Nope, 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 nope." We all went to my room and expected it to find no trace of anybody in there or anything on the floor. My mom instantly goes, "You need to sage." I didn't think much of it until I learned how to sense energy near and far. As winter started to come out, the power went out weeks later from that last event, and my mom went to sleep next to the fireplace. My little sister was playing around in my room with a flashlight and cracking jokes in the dark, when suddenly I feel energy and my little sister started telling a ghost story.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Sorry, this is really long. Just kidding. I'm really sorry, but some of the grammar, I'm trying to read it without messing up the grammar.
Do you have it in order?
No. Let me just read a little.
Is that the random one you picked up off the floor?
No. Around the time my little sister screamed, we cleansed the house. As I got older to this day, I still cleanse and keep any bad energy from trying to attach itself. The weirdest thing about all of this ghost and spirit is that it doesn't feel like bad energy. It wasn't until I stayed at a boyfriend's house one night and woke up at 3:20 a.m. and felt dehydrated. When I got a drink of water, I saw a figure down the hall. I looked and tried to realize that this wasn't a dream. Since that was my last encounter with any spirits, because I suppose I purpose block them out so I can live a normal life without seeing them. I believe I'm a home reader like you. If I meditate, I tap into energy now whenever I want, like I have control of this now. There you go. Awesome.
Wild. Here's a couple stories for you that are...
Your turn.
Yeah, I know. I have
that
two. I have
can't
two
reprint
here.
That small. I can, but did you see me fall apart yesterday when we were recording that podcast?
I'll keep the small one.
I have central processing issues. Okay.
All right. The story is from Teddy.
Sup, Teddy?
Just want to say I love all your videos and your podcast.
Wait. Did you find out what my name tastes like? Okay.
It's on BuzzFeed. Your name tastes like...
Is it my name or just people?
Jake tastes like slightly stale cardboard and broccoli. Okay. It's an interesting...
Why is the phone ringing?
I don't know. It's in the background.
Can you cut it?
Oh, that's mine. Don't worry about it. Yeah, not worried about it.
Okay, get into it, babe.
All right, Teddy, this is your story. So I just want to say I love your videos and your podcast. You're one of the only people I've been watching recently. I've been into spooky stuff pretty much my whole life. My favorite TV show as a kid was Scooby-Doo, and we still have a bunch of the DVDs. I've always gone through phases where I like spooky stuff and scary stories, but then I end up scaring myself and I didn't do anything spooky for a while. My most recent and current one started with the Sam and Colby video at the Crescent Hotel with you and Chris, and that's how I got into paranormal investigations. That was such a great video. I've had two paranormal things in my life, and I will talk about both. The first one was in our home. I'm guessing it was 2 or 3 years old. I don't remember any of this, but my mom has told me about it. I was always scared of my old closest because I always scared of my closet because I thought there was a ghost in it. Around the same time, we had to take down my Tinkerbell wall sticker because when the lights were out, I said it looked like a ghost. So our neighbors came over and went in my closet, and according to them, there was a very strange spirit inside of the man who used to live in the house before us. I think he had died of a heart attack at the shopping center near our neighborhood. Our neighbor told him he had to leave and that he was not welcome, and then all the car alarms went off in the parking lot. Then he said, "You don't have to worry. There's no more ghosts." And then I pointed to an empty corner and said, "What about the little girl over there?" That was like you with your dad.
Yeah. He was like, except my dad was like, nope, bye.
Yeah. Seeing, because as kids, you see so much more, it seems.
Yeah.
I wish I remembered this, but I always love to tell my friends. Our neighbors exercised my closet. Like, how cool does that sound? Second thing, which was recent, my mom and I went to the USS Hornet for the first paranormal investigation tour. I thought it was going to be some kind of boring history tour where they say who died and what ghosts think they think are there, but I was completely wrong. There was a freaking medium there who I got a picture with as well. Very cool. Very cool guy. He's a remote viewer. Our tour guides were also the guides that meet with YouTubers when they come to the ship. So they worked with Sam and Colby. I don't want to write out the whole thing, but there's one part of the night that still sticks with me and probably will stick with me forever. I had been watching your part 2 of Salem earlier that day, and I cried so much at the part where your dogs and family came through. My dog is getting there. He's 14. It just made me cry so much because I lost my grandma before I was born, and my uncles and others. And it just made me think, who's with me? We got to the rotation where we sat with the medium in one of the rooms. I talked about how the ghosts seemed to like me. "What's your name?" he asked. I introduced myself. He asked me some questions. "Are you good at making friends feel better when they're sad?" "Yes." "When you're in a room with a lot of people, do you have to leave after a while because it's too much?" "Yes, I'm an introvert." He told me the reasons for these things is that I'm sensitive to energy and that I'm empathic, which blew my mind. My mom thinks he may have picked up on her a bit too. He then went on to say he sensed an energy with me. "I feel a protective female energy that you'll never meet, that you never met in your life." I replied, "That would be my grandma." I was close to tears and then said, "She was dry humor. My mom..." He then said, "She has dry humor." My mom revealed to me on the way home that she did have dry humor. He asked how she died. My mom said from cancer. When she said he felt something in the throat or breast of her cancer area. He said he felt something in the throat or breast area for cancer. My mom said grandma had cancer closer to the stomach area. However, I may not remember correctly, but my uncle had lymphoma and he had picked up both my uncle and grandma without knowing anything about us. He went on to ask if my grandma protecting her from information.
We're going to have a thing now where Taylor goes through all the stories before I read them and he fixes them.
Yeah. This is also me just being tired. This isn't all that bad. He went on to ask if my phone had been acting weird. Mine hadn't, but my mom said her phone had. He said this was my grandma protecting her from information she didn't want my mom to see. He also said there was something that would happen at the end of the week, but we were expecting it. Me, being the anxious dog lover I am, asked if it had anything to do with a dog. He said no, as well as my mom. My mom knew that. My mom knew what he was talking about. That was the craziest night ever, pretty much. We were thinking about going back sometime next year, and I wanted to get more into the paranormal investigations. So if you have any recommendations of haunted places, I'd really love that. Thanks for reading this. Love what you do, Selena.
Thank you.
It's also, this was the really small one. I have to not make the print so small. I kept losing my spot. Places to go for Teddy. I don't know where you live, Teddy. But suggestions.
The Crescent Hotel. So fun.
Go to the Crescent Hotel. Just watch Sam and Colby. Go to some of those places.
Yeah.
Watch Selena's stuff. Go to her places if you're in Canada.
Or wherever you are, just put in like local haunted digs.
Yeah. Abandoned buildings are cool, but you got to be careful. Make sure
it's safe. I was literally going to say that. I just found out that there's a place that hasn't been inhabited in over 100 years in Laura.
Really?
And I want to buy it and turn it into something spooky because it's had all this creepy lore about it for like, but no one's lived in it for 100 years.
Okay.
It's been a schoolhouse. It was like people built it and they were poor. Like no one's been able to last there.
Right.
And it's just like a stone house, like nothing on the inside.
If no one can last there, maybe we don't buy it.
But we don't live there. We just make it a spooky Airbnb.
Okay.
For the ghost hunters.
That could be cool.
You know what would be amazing? You buy a place that's haunted.
Yeah.
Fill it up with all the best of ghost equipment in the world.
Yeah.
Everyone just brings their fucking SD cards.
Yeah.
And
has cameras and everything set up.
Yeah, it's already.
It's like a ghost hunt experience.
Yeah.
Is there enough demand for that kind of thing? I bet you there will.
Everyone loves spooky stuff. Halloween is almost more popular than Christmas when it comes to
money. No, it is. The marketing and the stuff, the money that gets spent and the money they make is higher than Christmas.
Yeah.
You going back into your hiding spot again?
You know what? I'm tired.
Yeah.
It's a big day.
You want to read us one more story?
Okay. I got you. Okay. This one is from Joshua. Hello, Joshua. This was about 2 years ago in 2020, mid-October. I was temporarily living in this house that had a very long hallway that branched off into three different rooms, a bathroom and a closet. The thing is that coming from the furthest room, you have to turn a corner leading to the master bedroom before it leads you to the living room. At the time, my grandmother was in the hospital and my grandfather was constantly over with her, so I was at the house taking care of the animals for them. And of course, hospitals carry a lot of energy and spirits. Spirits. And spirits. Due to the nature of the death there. I think at some point my grandpa got an attachment and brought home a not-so-nice spirit. I had been living in the house for a month now to care for the animals, but nothing too exciting had happened until one day when my grandpa was having a hard day with my grandma. He had to come home and grab some paperwork. From then on, for a few weeks, it felt like I was being stalked and watched. I'd turn the corner into my room to the master bedroom and I'd get goosebumps, and I could have sworn I felt eyes on me. These eyes were not nice. I was scared and even put up cameras to see if somebody was in the house. The most I saw, and probably even scarier than a person being there, was my grandpa's dog constantly staring at something down the hall while I was asleep, in the direction of the master bedroom. I tried closing the bedroom door, I tried leaving it open, I tried putting a light in there so he could see better, but every time he was in the same spot, like he was watching this entity guarding me. Eventually, I spoke to my tarot cards, and it said that someone... Wait. Eventually, I spoke with my tarot cards, and as someone who's extremely spiritual, I had yet to see such a chilling reading until then. I was asking the deck if I was imagining things and if I was paranoid because I was alone in an unfamiliar house. What I drew is the High Priestess, one of the face cards, in reverse. Basically, what she represents is inner reflection and trusting your instincts. In reverse, especially, specifically, spiritual insight and mystery, immediately I knew I was not imagining things, nor was my grandfather's dog. I was not alone, and someone was indeed watching me. Thankfully, my mom lives nearby and had the materials to cleanse the house and gave me some protective crystals to put around the windows and doors to keep spirits from entering again. Since cleansing, everyone and the house I haven't ever felt watched here again, which just solidifies to me that it was very real and this fact is just crazy.
Wow.
That's cool. I think dogs are so connected. Eddie, oh God.
Yeah, he sees things all the time. Ooh. He'll be barking at nothing in the corner.
He does this thing, like he will literally stare and
just... And he like runs backwards and like crouches.
He's on
like,
the floor. Like, he sees things that we do not see.
He gets so freaked out.
Yeah, dogs are very into it. Even in our video about the house.
Yeah, he's hanging out and
wondering
what's going on.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Wild little puppy boy.
Well, I think we've ended this one for today.
I think we have. I think we're just really tired today.
Absolutely.
So, guys, we love you.
We're going to do a rerun over the holidays.
Yeah.
Because we're all kind of taking a break.
Getting some juice.
So, apologize for that, but we'll find a good rerun for you. We'll be back in the new year. Don't forget about us when we take our week off and there's a rerun up. Because we'll be back.
We'll be back. And happy whatever the fuck you celebrate. I love you so much.
Yeah. Happy holidays.
Happy Merry holidays. Christmas. Merry Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa.
Happy whatever.
Happy Hanukkah. Happy... What happy else is there? Happy all of it. Happy all of it. Have a good time with your family. Yeah. Love you.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.